Vitaly, I'm so pleased you can join me today for Spirit in Action.
Thank you for having me.
You were referred to me by Allison McDermott of Fireburn Doctor because you had some experience with their services. Could you tell me how that came about? What happened to you and what was the resolution?
Well, I was making myself some tea, and I had the tea kettle going. And then when the water is ready, boiling, I tried to pour it into a cup. And instead of pouring it into a cup, I missed it and poured it all over my hand that was holding the cup. You can imagine I said a few unprintable words when that happened, and tried to run to the kitchen and run some cold water over my hand, hoping that that would help the matter. It didn't help. The pain was pretty severe. I remember at that time that I heard about Fireburn Doctor. I think it was on Jeff Rand's show. It took me a little bit of time to find the website and find the telephone number. I think maybe it took me like 5 minutes. It took me another 5 minutes to call and leave a message. Shortly thereafter, somebody called me from that site, basically asked me a few questions, told me that I should just wait and get my mind off it. Don't think about the pain. And I was like, yeah, easy for you to say, you know, you're not the one who burned your hand. So I couldn't focus on the work I was doing. I decided to go out and take a walk. Prior to that, they told me that the pain is going to go away. Once I walked outside, I got a telephone call and I spoke to the person, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes or something. After that, I was surprised to, when I hung up, I surprised to realize that it actually feels a lot better. The redness went down and the swelling went down, and the redness, rather than bright red, it was kind of pinkish. Maybe in another 15 or maybe 20 minutes, the pain was almost totally gone. A little, you could barely feel it. And the redness kept on going down. And, you know, I didn't really think much about it afterwards, other than being totally amazed at how quickly it has happened and how quickly I felt better and how quickly the redness and the pain went away. The next day, the hand was just totally normal. So that's pretty much a long and short of it.
Had you burned yourself before? Is there any experience you had with this kind of a burn or something that might have scarred you before?
Well, not this particular type of burn because, you know, you do it once, you learn not to do it again. But yes, I have been burned before, and normally it would blister and then the skin would come off, and then you would have, you know, depending on severity of a burn, I have a couple of scars from previous burns, but this didn't leave any scars or anything like that. And it didn't blister. And it was just a totally different experience.
You've got a delightful accent. I would not say it's a British accent. I'd say it's a Russian accent, especially considering your name. How long have you been in the U.S.? Your English is impeccable as far as I can tell, and I could only be that good at Russian. I would be very happy.
Thank you. You are very kind. I have been here since I came here, you know, to do my graduate studies here. That was in 1980. So I have been here 32 years or so.
And what's your work in general? What kind of work have you done over those past 30 years?
Well, when I got out of graduate school, I worked for IBM as a design engineer, designing CPUs, central processing units for their big mainframes, for a few years. And then I was hired as a consultant and worked on Wall Street as a consultant first and then as an investment banker. I was in New York when September 11 happened, and the company I worked for picked up and went back to Canada. At that time, I came to Washington, D.C. I was offered a position with the Department of Commerce, United States Patent and Trademark Office, and that's where I work right now.
And what led you to call this phone number? I mean, I guess an alternative would have been to head to a hospital. Why did you call the phone number instead?
Well, because I decided to give it a try. You know, I like Rance. I like his show. And he was the one who had somebody from Fireburn Doctor. And I just decided to give it a shot.
What were you thinking would happen? Or were you surprised? How did this all affect you?
Well, certainly I was amazed at how well it worked. You know, being somewhat of scientific background, I have 2 master's degrees. I was basically wondering how it works, and I still wonder how it works. I guess there is more to life than we normally see. There is more to consciousness than what we perceive, a regular person would perceive.
I assume you've told friends and other acquaintances about this. What's been their reaction? Have they believed you? Or have people been incredulous? What's the kind of reaction you get?
Well, I mean, you tell people about that and you run into different types of people. Some people are very skeptical and some people say, oh, really? So you get all kinds of reactions. My wife has this. I have a small child, a 6-year-old, and my wife has it in her speed dial in her cell phone. I have it on my speed dial. God forbid something else happens like that. I won't have to go searching for a website. So I told a few people about the experience. I don't know what they did with it, but, you know, you get all different reactions.
So what do you think happened? I mean, clearly you experienced some healing from your own description, but what do you think happened?
Well, it was some kind of a intervention, I would think, on the level of consciousness or subconsciousness. I don't understand exactly how it works, but, you know, it certainly works. Worked for me.
I just want to make sure about this. Prior to actually trying the service, did you have any belief, pro or con, about this? Any belief that you would have said would have predisposed you to think it was going to work?
Well, I was pretty much on the fence about this. I trust Renz, so that convinced me to try it. But like I said, before I tried it, I was about 50-50. You know, I decided to give it a try because I figured, hey, it's not going to make matters any worse than they were, and it might help, so why not try it? That particular event and several other books and several other events in my life convinced me that, I don't know, it's getting a little off subject, but I am totally convinced that our consciousness exists and can exist separate from our bodies. I've read enough near-death experience studies to convince me of that, and a few other things happened in my life that convinced me that, you know, when I was growing up in Russia, I was always brainwashed into believing that matter is primary and consciousness is secondary, that the brain excretes consciousness sort of like a gland, and when the brain dies, it's pretty much curtains. Now I'm absolutely convinced that consciousness was here first and consciousness created matter, not the other way around. So consciousness is primary and matter is secondary.
So are you saying you did or didn't grow up with any religious beliefs or experience? Was that any part at all of your upbringing?
No. My parents were not allowed to pursue any kind of religion. My grandmother was deeply religious because she was born in 1890. But growing up in communist Russia, this is not the kind of things that you did if you wanted to have any kind of life, any kind of career in the future. And I never went to church. Bibles were not available. So, you know, the short answer to your question is no, I grew up without any kind of religious upbringing or background of any sort.
Well, it's certainly a notable event for you. Thanks so much for joining me for Spirit in Action and sharing your experience.
Thank you for inviting me, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.